I started thinking about getting a tattoo of a mermaid the second time I went scuba diving in the ocean. The feeling of being weightless, surrounded by water, it was amazing and addicting. I could feel the overwhelming power of the ocean, but at the same time, I felt strong and completely in control. I wanted to remember how empowered I was in that moment. But I didn't get serious about actually getting the tattoo until a few months ago, when both of my parents, one shortly after the other, announced they would remarry. I've always felt getting a tattoo is a chance to choose your own scars instead of having them chosen for you. And with all of the changes that were happening, I decided that a little bit of self-inflicted permanence was exactly what I wanted. So I spent the next few weeks asking around about tattoo artists in Iowa City, and I came across the Velvet Lotus Tattoo Shop. That's when I met Michelle.
Hello!
Hello! The tattoo on her business card was an arm sleeve themed around Lewis Carroll's poem Alice in Wonderland, which I love, and she was a huge public radio fan. It only took about 15 minutes for me to decide she was exactly who I had been looking for. I explained to her what I wanted, then we emailed back and forth for about a week before we settled on the final drawing. In spite of all that, when I arrived at the first appointment, I was nervous.
So you kind of know the process a little bit, being that you've been tattooed before?
I know the process, but the tattoos that I have are just, it's just text. So I guess the shading will be really new to me. I've heard that that hurts a lot more than just the line. Is that true? I mean, in your experience, do you know?
I would say 90% of the time, people think the line work is more painful than the shading. So it's the opposite what you've heard.
Okay, well, that's encouraging. That's definitely encouraging. After hearing that it might not hurt as much as I thought, I felt a little bit better. Michelle also put me at ease with her bedside manner. She methodically washed her hands, then readied the area around her tattoo chair, adjusting the chair and covering it with plastic wrap. She poured ink into individual caps from a larger bottle, and then she adjusted her tattoo machines so that they would operate properly with the voltage coming out of the wall. Coincidentally, she turned on one of my favorite bands as she got started. What is that machine?
This is a power supply. It regulates the voltage coming out of the wall because you don't need, what is it? Not 220, 120, 100, whatever standard US voltage is coming out of the wall. Back in the day, tattoo machines were run off of car batteries.
And then, like anyone who's about to have someone poke ink into their skin with several very long, thick needles, I set down my sound gear.
I'm gonna set this down. I don't think I can hold this when you start.
Okay,
okay, here we go.
Because of the size and detail in my tattoo, I'm getting it completed in 3 sessions. At my second appointment, when I went back to get the color added, I asked a friend to hang on to my equipment and record Michelle at work. She says she tells every client the same thing. The more you tense your muscles, the more painful it's going to be.
So I'm ready if you are. Just go ahead and stick your leg on out. And Lindsay, you're going to feel my hands first. You're going to feel them both as I stretch the skin. You'll hear the machine. And just take a breath and exhale it. We'll start. How's that, okay?
She was right. Tensing my muscles did make it worse. She suggested wiggling the toes on my other foot to help with the pain. During both sessions I've sat with her, we've taken a break halfway through.
I'm just going to finish this starfish here, and then we'll take a quick little break, allowing myself to stretch my back out a little bit and you to get out of that position on your hip. I know sometimes your leg can kind of fall asleep in that position. It also gives me a minute to look farther away instead of so up close. It's easier on my eyes. Are you ready for a break?
Was I ready for a break? Honestly, right then, all I could do was think about my mom. She suggested that this might not be such a good idea, and in that moment, all I wanted to do was call her and say, "You were right, Mom. This was an awful idea, and it hurts like hell." But I would not admit defeat. Or so I thought. After the tattoo was done, I had to remove the bandage and wash it.
So she said wash it with warm, soapy water.
Oh my god, that stinks so bad. I really don't want to put soap on this.
I'm stalling. I don't want to do this.
The healing was hard with it being so cold outside. I wasn't supposed to wear boots or tights for 2 weeks after either appointment. That made shoveling my walk after the most recent cold spell extra unpleasant. My skin is peeling as it heals, and that also grosses me out. But once the art is healed and fully colored, the tattoo will be exactly what I wanted. I mentioned earlier I was getting a tattoo of a mermaid. I should probably add that my tattoo is of a mermaid staring at a full moon looking out over the ocean. I'd like to think that she's propped up on the shoreline, singing into the distance, about all she represents in my life, the good things. In Iowa City, I'm Lindsay Moon, Iowa Public Radio News.